You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk. Thank you for downloading this episode. Another countdown to kickoff mini episode. Day number 9 is about Dalen Hayes and Malik Zaire. This is episode 320, and we'll get started with Malik Zaire. He's a senior from Kettering, Ohio, where he attended Archbishop Alter High School. He is 6 foot, 225 pounds, and is vying for the starting quarterback job at Notre Dame. We'll get started with his recruitment and then give our projections for this upcoming season. So, Randall, go ahead and get us started with his recruitment.
Yeah, Malik Zaire was a four-star recruit and from Ohio. Obviously, Urban Meyer was moving into the area, and a lot of people thought he would end up there, especially with the style of play that Malik Zaire had in high school. He seemed like a fit for the dual-threat guy that Ohio State needed in its in-state team. But just a little history on his high school career. Starting with his junior year, he was 36 of 82 for 729 yards and 5 touchdowns. And then he rushed for 1,093 yards and 15 touchdowns. So definitely a more, he was a rushing quarterback his junior year. Didn't do as much throwing. But then, his team ended up going 10-0 in the regular season. Then they lost the first round of the playoff ever. After having an undefeated season, they lost the first round of the playoffs. And then his senior year, he definitely stepped up his passing game. He had 1,990 yards passing and 24 touchdowns. He added 1,120 rushing yards and 9 touchdowns. So you can see from his junior to his senior year, he went from a running quarterback to a passing quarterback. And he did actually commit to Notre Dame before his senior year. He came in for junior day, which would have been in April. And he was one of four commits coming out of junior day. You know, came to the camp and ended up committing to Notre Dame. And then Notre Dame was excited because they had their quarterback ahead of time, basically a year before, not quite a year before signing day, but, you know, before he was ready for his senior year. And then he did play his senior year. And then, well, actually before his senior year, he played in the Elite 11 competition. He took part of that. And then after his high school career, he played in the Semper Fi Bowl and was quarterback for the East squad. He was 2 of 5 for 12 yards and 9 rushes for 20 yards. And then he did end up committing, or he was an early enrollee, so he came to Notre Dame in January. And he's had quite an up and down career at Notre Dame since then.
Speaking of that career, he threw his first pass in 2014 as a sophomore against USC. He completed 9 of 20 passes, and that was after a three-game losing streak, ended up being a four-game losing streak before the LSU game. And then Brian Kelly installed his first two-quarterback system at Notre Dame in the LSU game, and he completed 12 of 15 passes for 96 yards, and he completed 80% of those passes. And then obviously, Golson left that next spring in 2015, and it was all Golson. Looked great against Texas, 19 of 22 passes for 86 completion percentage, passed for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. And then the injury the next week against Virginia, where he was 7 of 18.
The one question with him was, you know, can he throw the football? And I remember going into the Texas game last year, he lit it up. Obviously, it was a bad Texas team, but he basically answered a lot of questions as far as his passing game.
And I had serious doubts about that. I did not think he could pass the ball consistently accurately, but he definitely did against Texas. But he does find himself in a similar situation where he's fighting for that starting job. We do know now that against Texas, both quarterbacks will play. And I've been going back and forth what I expect to happen. The competition is closer than what I thought it was, but I do think that Kaiser is going to end up winning the job. But I also think that Zaire is going to play quite a bit this year, and not it, I don't think it'll all be in mop-up duty.
Well, you have to remember that when he was injured against the Virginia game on the Showtime series, Brian Kelly told him, this is your team. They'll be waiting for you when you come back next year.
I know, and I remember that moment, and I cringed when he said that, because I don't think you should ever promise someone that it's their job.
Yeah, which I can see him doing that because they had not seen Kaiser play at all. Obviously, he stepped up to the plate and did a phenomenal job. But, yeah, I agree. Who knows if he remembers that or not. I'm guessing he does, but... Or people remind him of that.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do, so...
I think best case scenario for Notre Dame football team this year is that Zaire turns into a change of pace quarterback. And I know Brian Kelly has said they can both play this exact same system. They'll just switch up the play calling a little bit. But I think Zaire's at his best when it's a run-heavy, quarterback running-heavy style of offense. And I think it could work as a change of pace type of offense where he comes in for a few series a game. I don't think that's what he wants. And I also don't think that's what Kaiser wants either. But I don't think that he's going to be... I don't see him ending his career as the Notre Dame starter at quarterback.
Yeah, he's always kind of been the underdog here at Notre Dame, it seems like. Even though he was a highly recruited guy, or high-ranking recruit, he's always had to fight for the job.
And I love what
I guess I will say that last year, for the 2015 season, everyone in fall camp, everyone knew he was a quarterback.
Yeah,
that is one time in his career that he was the man, and nobody was really challenging him.
And I do like what he brings to the team as far as a leader and a guy that gets the players fired up and calls them out when they're screwing up. So I definitely like that part of him, and that's a big difference between him and Kaiser.
Yeah, if you want to see a different side of him, his Snapchat is him. Has a lot of him and his girlfriend, and he's definitely a... she could probably get him to do whatever she wants to. It seems like he just kind of follows her around. But.
You can follow Malik on Twitter at Lucky9Lefty.
And his Instagram is SUPPA... LEAK9.
All right, so next up, also number 9, we've got Dalen Hayes we're going to discuss. And Dalen is a freshman, enrolled early. He's from Belleville, Michigan, where he attended Skyline High School. He's 6'3.5", 250 pounds, and he is playing at the weak side defensive end position. And we're going to start with his recruitment, and then we'll talk about what we expect to see from Dalen this fall. So, Ryan, go ahead and get us started with Dalen's recruitment.
Well, Dalen Hayes was a four-star recruit, and even though he was ranked that high, despite the way his high school career went, and well, I'll tell you, his high school career, he started out in Michigan. He played at Orchard Lake St. Mary's in Michigan, and then there was a custody battle between his parents, and he ended up moving to California, where he played at St. Bonaventure, I think is how you say it, and was there for a year. Then he transferred back to Michigan. Well, he got injured that year, the shoulder injury. And he transferred back to Michigan, which he couldn't play. I guess there was the team he was playing for, he couldn't play that year. And he started out at Detroit Cass Tech, and he ended up transferring to Ann Arbor Skyline in the middle of his junior year, and then that's where he was his senior year. And then, so he didn't play his junior year, made it to his senior year, played 3 games and got injured and was out for the rest of the year. So, if this guy can stay healthy, he is one of the top talents that Notre Dame has gotten in a long time. I mean, he's a 4-star guy that has played almost no high school football. So, he has a lot of potential. And that's the thing. He's had injuries on both shoulders. In his senior year, it was a torn labrum, and he did have surgery this spring, or about as soon as he got to Notre Dame, I believe, like in January. And you know, I think he did some practice in spring practice, but not a whole lot. But a little more about his recruiting. He had committed to USC and was actually committed there for a while until Steve Sarkisian got fired. And then he decommitted, and then it came down to three schools. It was Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Michigan State. And he's from Michigan. A lot of people expect him to end up at Michigan State, but he did make the right decision and chose Notre Dame. And that's where he ended up, was an early enrollee. And now it looks like he's definitely in the play for getting quite a bit of playing time.
I agree with you that I think he's the jewel of this recruiting class, as long as he can stay healthy. And we've seen other high school kids that have suffered injuries come up to the college level, and they're fine and they're great. So I'm just hoping that that's going to be the case with Dalen as well. Right now, so Jay Hayes suffered a sprained ankle, so that sidelined him for about a week. Andrew Trimbetti has played great in the past, played great against Ohio State, but he's still, I don't think he's impressed the coaches. Brian Kelly, when talking about Trimbetti, said he's tentative and seems unsure of what he's supposed to do, and just plays tentative and not with confidence. And so I do think that Dalen's in a great position to play a lot and to play early. He definitely will be in their speed packages, where they'll probably have Trimbetti and Dalen on the ends at the same time. But I think even in the opener against Texas, I think I would expect to see Dalen before I expect to see Trimbetti.
Yeah, it's hard to tell at this point. I mean, it sounds like he's doing really well, and even going against Mike McClinchy, who is predicted to be a first-round NFL player, and he's holding his own against a guy like that. So definitely a lot of positives with him. You know, the other side is maybe, you know, because he hasn't played as much football, you don't really know what you're getting, but he's been looking great, and maybe he's this Russian that, you know, Notre Dame fans have wanted for a while.
All right, that wraps up day number 9. Check back again for another Countdown to Kickoff mini episode, and check back on Monday for our weekly podcast. Thank you for listening, and go Irish.
Go Irish.